Welcome to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com, presented online by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Now here's your host and voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Ask the Coach here on WCLU. I'm Joe Myers, sitting down with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. His team, a 48-21 winner last night over the Adair County Indians in the opening round of the Class 3A playoffs over at Hank Royce Stadium. And, Jeff, overall, I thought a really, really good performance by your ball club. You got up 48-6, or 42-6, I guess it was, before you put the JV in. Adair County scored some points late in the ball game against your JV defense. But overall, I thought it was a really good night for you.
I thought our boys played well on both sides of the ball. I thought they come in extremely focused. In the first quarter, their first two drives, we ended up stopping them, but we let the drive go further. We had an offsides penalty on one. We had a face mask penalty on another drive that kind of extended the drive. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot on defense on those first two drives, just giving up a little bit more yardage. It could have been three and outs on both of them, but, you know, it didn't play out that way. But, I just thought our kids looked good. I was just – more than anything, just happy to see our kids out there getting to play and having a good time and really enjoying themselves. And, you know, they've been practicing now for two or three weeks and not getting to play. And it's a tough thing to do, and I give our kids credit. I thought the 3 weeks we were out were probably some of the best practices we had. We really, really had an opportunity to get cleaned up a little bit and get healthy. And I thought we was going to look really fast tonight, and that's what I looked like to me out there. We were a little faster than Adair County tonight, especially on the edges.
Two kids that have been battling some nagging injuries all year long, Jeff, are Jay Long and Hunter Scott. And you told me as we were recording our pregame conversation yesterday about how fast those two kids looked. And if you look at their numbers combined, they rush on the night for 262 yards on just 10 carries. So between the two of them, they averaged 26 yards per carry. Had some big plays out there last night.
It's a pretty good punch there when you got Karen, you know, established in the middle of the field. Then you got Hunter and Jay when they're healthy on the outside. I thought Jay made some really good cuts. Thought Hunter did too. Those are some really good players, and they're putting up some numbers. And like I've said all along, you know, things players play. You can put any offense you want out there. A lot of those plays were like short passes out of the spread and getting them out in space, getting them out and letting them be athletes and they show what they can do. And numbers are numbers, and it doesn't really matter what position you play and how you play it. But I also thought, you know, our offensive line must have blocked pretty well. Thought our backs blocked well for each other. A lot of good things come out of tonight.
Yeah, 395 yards rushing for the game, 472 total. Going into the game, Jeff, you had told me that you felt like Adair County's offensive and defensive lines were probably the strength of their teams. How did you feel like you guys, obviously, as you said, the offensive line apparently did pretty well up front against the D-line, but how did you think that things went in the trenches?
I'll just go by what the coach said to me after the game. He said, you know, y'all dominated us on the offensive and defensive line, and he said, I didn't expect that. He said, I thought – you know, from the film that they had seen on us, that he didn't think that, you know, he felt like that was his strength coming into the game. And after it was over with, he kind of had a change of heart, you know, and it was a nice compliment to get from the other coach.
What is it about this wing T offense, Jeff, that fits this team so well? Because it's obviously been a huge difference maker for you guys. Obviously, you know, you hated the way you had to kind of get into it, losing John Carter Myers, and that's kind of the reason you went to this. But why has it fit you guys so well?
Well, you know, it's a lot of the blocking schemes are the same out of a one back set. If we were running out of the spread. What it gives you is there's some deception in it. There's some ability to get out on the edge and run outside, where when you're running in the spread offense, you're basically running between the tackles. And I just think it suits our personnel, especially in the run game, a little bit better. They can't just key on one back. You can look at those numbers. What back was you going to try to stop tonight? I mean, and if you try to stop one, you know, they were jumping our jet sweeps. We got a jet sweep off early. Then we started coming with a power play underneath them. And no matter what they did, they were wrong. And we had some big runs for them.
Your freshman quarterback, Easton Jesse, 3 of 5 through the air, 77 yards, 1 touchdown. Just talk to me about how Easton has obviously just a freshman. He's got a lot of football left to play here at Glasgow. But how have you seen him develop from that time when he went in on, you know, when John Carter gets hurt against Logan County, he goes in cold and helps you get a win in that ball game. How have you seen him develop as he's played more and more football for you?
Well, he's gotten better and better and better each week. And the more he plays, the better he gets. He's getting better. He's doing a lot of the little things better than what he did at the beginning of the year, carrying out his fakes a little better. You know, in practice, I have a hard time standing there knowing who's got the ball, and that's a good thing. And it's them all carrying out their fakes, and he's playing clean football. He's not fumbling the ball like he did at the beginning, like in the Taylor County game. There was a couple – I think tonight there was one miscue or – We didn't execute a play, you know, exactly the way it was supposed to have been. But overall, you know, he's just cut down on some errors and played pretty clean football. We could have thrown the ball more tonight if we needed to. It just wasn't something we really had to do. But, you know, his numbers, he's been completing right at around 60-70% the whole time he's been doing it. And, you know, he's just doing an outstanding job. We're very fortunate to have him here at Glasgow.
Another kid that we haven't talked about yet but had a kind of a quiet good game, Andrew Phillips, Jeff. He carried the ball only 3 times, but he gets 58 yards on those 3 carries. He had a long run of 40, also had a catch for 22. Andrew is a kid who early in the season when you were in the spread offense had become a star at wide receiver for you guys, and now that you've gone to this wing tee, he's kind of taken on a different role.
Yeah, he's had to play more defense for us when John Carter went out, and he's done a really good job at that. But, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, we're very fortunate to have 3 players for 2 spots and be able to kind of rotate them guys around, keep them fresh. You know, Andrew, he's fast. Hunter's fast, Jay Long's fast, and, you know, speed kills. And, you know, you just got to keep getting them the ball, and eventually, you know, they're going to break some.
Defensively, you guys hold a Dare County. So you give up the 21 points, but let's look at what your varsity defense did. You give up just 6 points to them tonight. You guys forced 3 turnovers in the game. And if you look at the halftime numbers, they had 153 total yards. They finished with 198. What about the defensive side of the ball, Jeff?
You know, I thought that first half, you know, they had 133 yards rushing in the first half. And probably half of that came, you know, one of them came on one run. I don't remember how long the touchdown run was. It was 51 yards. So you take off 51 yards, you hold them down, you know, and that was in the final minute of the first half. We held them down to about 80 yards. And then in that 80 yards that we gave up, probably half of that came after 2 penalties on the first 2 series that we should have gotten 3 and out off the field. We just got to do a better job. Thought our secondary played a little better tonight. You know, had some opportunities to intercept some balls, but, you know, caused some turnovers, and that's a good thing. And that's a difference maker in the games. I mean, we the first half they had 2 turnovers, we had none, and it goes a long way.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Jeff, because through the first 5 games, we remember how much you guys were struggling in turnover margin. You were -9 through the first 5 games. But now in the last 3 games, Jeff, you guys are +9. You're +9 in the last 3 games. How much has that turnover margin turnaround sort of helped you guys play so well in these last 3 games?
Well, I mean, it's helped a lot. I mean, and it's – you know, give credit to our kids on defense. I mean, they're committing and they're playing physical and they're intercepting the football, and that goes a long, long, long way. And You know, those guys need to get the credit on that, those defensive guys. And you know, they've really stepped up and played well. And I think, you know, we're getting on defense, and especially like in the secondary, we've got about three positions. We're rotating about five guys in those three positions. We're getting, you know, we're getting healthier. John Carter's going to get to come back. And, you know, he was maybe our leading tackler when he went out on defense. It was a big loss when we lost him. But, you know, guys are just getting more comfortable, and we're playing physical. And it starts with, you know, Tad and Tristan and Kieran up front with I really feel like Clint Malden's played well the last 3 weeks. He's really come on and had good games. I think Jamari's had good games. They're just kind of coming into their own, and when we attack and we're aggressive and we're physical, you know, we're pretty good.
You mentioned John Carter Myers before we go to this first break. Let's talk about his status, Jeff. You told us in the pregame interview that you think that he'll be able to come back and play for you this week against Taylor County. I mean, obviously, I guess that is still the plan. Not sure how you'll use him, whether it'll be on defense and as punter only or at quarterback, but you do expect to have him back, correct?
Well, he'll get released, hopefully, from the doctor this week, and then he's got to go out and he's got to hit some and have some contact on that, and it may be next week that he's able to come back, or it may be the week after that. But, you know, if he does come back, it gives us some depth at the quarterback spot if he is able to come back, and it also, you know, it gives us more depth in the secondary. And he's a guy on defense that has proven that he can be a difference maker in games, you know, with his tackling ability. I mean, he's had some outstanding games, and you know, I think when he got hurt, he was leading us in interceptions at the time. So, you know, he does a lot of good things on both sides of the ball. Then you add a punter, you know, who Javon, I thought, did a good job tonight getting off a couple of punts. But, you know, I think John Carter was averaging around 38, 39 yards a punt, and that's pretty good for a high school kid.
We'll come back in a minute and continue with Coach Garman. We're back after this on WCLU Sports.
That was our first segment of Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Ask the Coach airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. and 103.1 FM. And right here on WCLUradio.com, Ask the Coach is presented in part by Colton's, Don Franklin Auto, the Glasgow EPB, the People's Bank, Joe Myers, Kentucky Farm Bureau Agent, Kuzma Family Dentistry, Monticello Bank, McDonald's of Glasgow, South Central Rural Telephone, South Central Bank, and Walbert Trucking. Now, here's Joe Myers.
Background as the coach, Joe Myers, talking with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman after his team picks up a 48-21 victory in the first round of the Class 3A playoffs over at Dare County, over at Hank Roy Stadium. Jeff, before we get into the drive chart from last night's ball game, I meant to ask you in that first segment, what was it like for your kids finally getting to play at home? I mean, you guys had not played at home since the season opener, all the way back on September 11th. I mean, obviously, I'm sure they were happy to be here.
I mean, they got here early, I can tell you that. They got here early and were excited. Warm-ups was pretty quiet, but a lot said, and I began to wonder, you know, if – I think they were just focused and just ready to go play and go against someone else besides, you know, going against your own kids every day. And, you know, it was a good night. You know, they were excited. They seemed good about it. And, you know, I was just happy to see them have the opportunity, number one, to get to go out and play. It was even a bonus getting to play at home. And I want to thank our administration and our principals and athletic directors and all those guys that – worked hard, diligent to really, you know, allow us to play. We had to make some concessions. We had to, you know, lower the limit number of people here, and it was a pretty small crowd, it looked like, and was just really happy, you know, that the boys got to play.
Well, let's look at the drive chart. Again, Glasgow defeating Adair County 48-21. Scotties took the opening kick and scored very quickly. After starting at their own 34-yard line, they scored in just two plays, 66-yard drive that took just 36 seconds. Hunter Scott broke loose for a 48-yard run. Luke Allen added the extra point for a 7-0 lead with 11:24 to go in the first quarter. That ended up being Hunter's longest run of the night, but the first of three touchdowns for him, Jeff. And, I mean, you score that quick, obviously, in a playoff game, gets you off on the right foot.
Yeah, he kind of had a little dry spell there. You know, he scored a lot of touchdowns early in the year, then kind of went through a period there where he was injured and didn't score. It's good to see him tonight to get back in the end zone. You know, Hunter really set the tone, I think, from when we went to this offense of how he committed to blocking at the running back position, and it just kind of felt over into all the other guys, and our running backs have gave great effort in blocking for each other, you know, I think it's been one of our secrets to our success.
Dare County punted on its first possession, giving Glasgow the football back at their own 37-yard line with 6:38 to go in the first quarter. This time it took six plays for the Scotties to score. Again, it was Hunter Scott with a 30-yard touchdown run. The drive took 2:22 off the clock. Luke Allen adds the extra point. It's 14-0. With 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Adair County would get the football back at their own 29-yard line and did move the football inside the Glasgow 10-yard line before Andrew Phillips picked off an Adair County pass to end that drive. Scotties would turn that into points as they start at their own 5-yard line. They go six plays, 94 yards. The drive took 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Hunter Scott would get his third consecutive touchdown on consecutive possessions. This one a 36-yard run for Hunter. The extra point was no good. Left Glasgow with a 20-0 lead with 9:38 to go in the second quarter. But a big play there by Andrew on defense, Jeff. I thought initially, and I'd have to go back and look at it to be sure, but I thought initially the receiver, the Adair County receiver, had it, and Andrew just maybe took it away from him a little bit.
You know, I think they both went for the ball. Andrew broke on the ball, and they both came down with it. And it looked like at the end when they hit the ground, Andrew come away with it. It was a big play for us, and it kind of, you know, kept them from scoring. They were moving the ball just a little bit, and just a nice individual play by Andrew.
And then to turn that into points on a 94-yard drive offensively, Jeff, obviously that's got to be a pleasing thing to see.
It was, and I think that's when Jay had his big long run back on a quick pitch back to our sideline. And he gets out in open field, Jay's tough, I mean, and just a good executed play. The lineman blocked well. I can remember Coleman Deckard out in front blocking for him. Just a well-executed play.
Adair County would get it back at their own 48-yard line, and I think that's where – did you guys – I don't know if it was not an intentional onside kick attempt or what, but Jaden, I think that's the one where Jaden almost recovered that ensuing kickoff.
It wasn't intentional, and sometimes, you know, Jaden was – able to kick the ball pretty deep for us tonight, and he hasn't done that a lot. And, you know, then the next time he may kick it, it may go to the right. I mean, sometimes it's hard to tell where it's going to go, but, you know, he's a lot of times he'll try to find an open spot and kick it and try to run and get it, and he's been pretty successful with that too.
Well, Jaden would come up big on the defensive series as, again, Adair County moved the football inside the Glasgow 20-yard line, but Jaden recovers a fumble for the Scotties to stop that scoring threat for Adair County. Glasgow would also turn that into points. As the Scotties took over their own 17-yard line, they went 83 yards in just four plays. It took a minute and 22 seconds. Jay Long scored on a 21-yard run. Then Glasgow goes for two after missing the extra point the previous touchdown. They go for two and get that as Easton Jesse find Javon Clark wide open in the end zone for a 28-0 lead with 4:52 to go in the second quarter. Adair County would punt on its next possession. Scotties would score again for the fifth consecutive drive. Glasgow's first five drives ended up in touchdowns. They start at their own 23-yard line. They go four plays, 77 yards, 2 minutes and 19 seconds. Jay Long scores on a 41-yard run. The two-point try here was no good. Scotties had gone for two there to try to get it to a 36-point lead to get the running clock into effect. Unfortunately, it didn't happen at that time, although it did early in the third quarter. But a beautiful run by Jay on that one, Jeff. Jay had to make a couple people miss, and he's just, you know, he's got great speed, but Jay's pretty elusive too.
He is elusive, and that what makes him, I think, so difficult to tackle a lot of times. But, you know, he's fast, and when he gets the ball out in the open field, you know, he can do some damage to a defense.
The one touchdown that Adair County did score against the Glasgow varsity defense came in the late stages of that second quarter. They took over their own 36-yard line, and it was just a quarterback draw, or it's a quarterback keeper of some type from what I remember, but it goes five plays, 64-yard drive, a minute and 32 seconds. Aaron Steele broke away for that 51-yard touchdown run. The two-point try by Adair was no good. That set the halftime score at 34-6. What did you see, Jeff, what the breakdown was defensively on that play?
You know, it looks like, you know, they dove the fullback and then the quarterback kept it off tackle, and it looks like we just got a bad read on it there and just wasn't nobody there, and he just outran us to the end zone. You know, we've got to do a better job right there before half to try to secure that. You know, I know in that situation you think they're going to run the football, throw the football, and I think we were our secondary guys were backed off, and he just had too much space. And you know, give Adair County credit, they executed well on that play.
Adair County would take the football to start the third quarter, their own 32-yard line, but end up coming up and going for it on fourth down on their first series of downs and did not make it. So the Scotties get the football back at the Adair County 38-yard line and scored on the very first play on that series. A 38-yard touchdown pass from Easton Jesse to Jaden Wyrock. The two-point conversion was good on a run by Jay Long, and that put the score at 42-6 with 9:55 to go in the third quarter and did get that running clock into effect. Let's talk about the touchdown pass there, Jeff. A good throw by Easton found Jaden wide open running right down the middle of the field, and those two hooked up for the big play.
It was a big play, and you know, we put that in. We saw their safety when we went in motion. A lot of times he kind of rolled the coverage and left the middle of the field open. It's nice to see, you know, you put in a play and execute it, practice it, and then you come out in the game and you execute it for a touchdown.
Adair County turned the ball over on downs again on their second possession of the third quarter. Excuse me. And then Glasgow would punt on their next possession, giving Adair County the football back at their own 43-yard line. By this time, Glasgow had inserted its JV defense. Adair County took advantage by scoring in one play, a 57-yard pass from Aaron Steele to Brady Cundiff. Chase Holmes added the extra point, made it 42-13 Glasgow with 2:09 to go in the third quarter at that point. And then the Scotties come back and answer with a score of their own as the JV offense was in at that point. Scotties started their own 35-yard line. They put together a five-play, 65-yard drive that takes 4:29 off the clock. Gavin Neal would score his first touchdown as a varsity player for the Scotties, a 23-yard run. Two-point conversion was no good, and that put Glasgow up 48-13 with 9:40 to go. I'm sure that's something that Gavin will always remember, Jeff, his first varsity touchdown as a Scotty.
It was a nice run, and give our JV kids credit. You know, they were basically going against their varsity and were able to execute a drive and get a score, and I was glad to see that.
And then on the ensuing kickoff, it would be Aaron Steele who took it 75 yards to the house for Adair County's last score of the night. Their two-point conversion was good, and that set the final score at 48-21 with 9:24 to go. Adair County would turn it over one more time as Corbin Wells would recover at Adair County fumble with just 48 seconds to play. And Scotties did not even have to run another play on offense as the running clock ended the ball game at that point. We'll come back in a moment and take a look at the final stats in this one and touch briefly on the next opponent in the playoffs for the Scotties, the Taylor County Cardinals. We're back after this on WCLU. Background as the coach, Joe Myers and Jeff Garman, talking about last night's 48-21 victory against Adair County in the first round of the playoffs over at Hank Roy Stadium. Looking at the final team stats from last night's game, the Scotties with 20 first downs, Adair County had 13, Glasgow 395 rushing, 77 yards passing for a total of 472, Adair County 121 yards rushing, 77 passing, a total of 198. Adair County had the only three turnovers in the game, and they, as we said, had interception and lost two fumbles. Glasgow did not commit a turnover. Adair County penalized six times for 60 yards. Glasgow, a few too many penalties, but if they can get that cleaned up, which I'm sure they will, against Taylor County. It'll be 13 penalties for 146 yards against the Scotties in that game last night. Glasgow with 37 offensive plays, had the ball 21 minutes and 40 seconds. Adair County 45 plays, had the ball 26 minutes and 20 seconds. Adair County individually was led in rushing by Aaron Steele, 8 carries, 68 yards, and a touchdown. Luke James through the air was 3 of 8 for 77 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Brady Cundiff caught all three of those completions for 77 yards and the touchdown. Glasgow last night led in rushing by Jay Long, 6 carries, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns, a long of 45. Hunter Scott adds 4 carries for 120 yards and 3 touchdowns, a long of 48. Kieran Stockton with 6 carries for 65 yards, a long of 18. Andrew Phillips had 3 carries for 58 yards, a long of 40. Gavin Neal, 3 carries, 25 yards and a touchdown. Jyler Morrison, had 6 carries for 5 yards. And then Easton Jesse had 2 carries for minus 9 yards. Easton Jesse through the air was 3 of 5 for 77 yards and a touchdown. Jaden Wyrock, the leading receiver, 1 catch, 38 yards. Andrew Phillips, 1 catch, 22 yards. And Jamari Mack, 1 catch for 11 yards. That catch by Jaden, by the way, went for a touchdown. Javon did punt twice last night for the Scotties for an average of 30 and a long of 33. Defensively for the Scotties, they were led in the second game in a row by defensive tackle Tad Shelton. He had 7 stops on the night. Jaden Wyrock with 6 tackles and a fumble recovery. Mason Bragg also had 6 tackles on the night. Clint Malden had 5. Andrew Phillips with 2 tackles and an interception. Kieran Stockton had 2 stops. Carter McKeever with 2 as well. Jamari Mack had 4 tackles. Tony Hammond with 2. Corbin Wells with 3 tackles and a fumble recovery. Hunter Scott had a tackle. Tristan Franklin had 3 tackles. And Chase Starr had a tackle last night as well. So Jeff, now coming up against Taylor County in the second round of the playoffs, you'll go up there to Campbellsville. Went up there last about 5-6 weeks ago now, and fell 35-15. It was a game which you guys, if memory serves me correctly, led at halftime, but Taylor County sort of dominated the second half in that contest. Obviously, I think you guys are a different football team now than you were when you went up there back during the regular season. The offense is obviously looking much better, much more fluid. Now that you've got several games under your belt with this wing tee, I think the defense has certainly improved since that time. How do you see this game playing out? How does it need to play out differently if you guys are going to win?
I think we are playing better, and how we play up there next week is still unknown. But, I think we're a better football team. We're a healthier football team. I know that for sure. And what that equates to, I don't know. But I expect our kids to go up there and give a great effort and take care of the football. The key to the game the last time, we were able to overcome 2 turnovers in the first half and still have a 15-14 lead. But we turned it over twice in the second half, and it kind of just snowballed away from us. We gave up a couple of big plays on offense and on defense, and you just can't do that against a quality team like Taylor County. We'll go up there as the underdog. They're ranked ahead of us in the RPI, and they've had an outstanding year, and they've got some really, really good players. They've got a running back that has set the school history of yards and touchdowns and everything else. It's a quality football team that we're playing, and from this point forward, that's what you're going to see is nothing but quality football teams.
We'll talk to you next week in Campbellsville, Jeff. Congratulations on the victory last night in the first round, and best of luck to you against Taylor County.
Thank you.
That's Scotty head coach Jeff Garmans. That wraps up Ask the Coach for us this morning. We are assuming at this point it will be a 7 o'clock Central Time start up there in Campbellsville. If so, it'll be a 6:30 broadcast time for us on WCOD 103.1 FM, 1490 AM, and online at WCODradio.com. And don't forget, for those of you who might not be aware, WCOD Radio does have a new app now that you can download on your phone, and you can listen to us through that app as well. So, again, 6:30 broadcast time next Friday night. Game time should be at 7. If that were to change, we would certainly let you know. But the final score again in last night's first-round playoff victory for the Scotties, 48-21. They defeat Adair County. Glasgow now goes at 6-2 on the year. And again, Adair County season ending at 2-4. For Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman, I'm Joe Myers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Presented digitally by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Remember to tune in live each Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. at 103.1 FM for the latest episode of Ask the Coach with the voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.